Welcome to Popcornography Podcast, episode something. I don't know which one it is now. I've lost count. 40-odd, I think. Sorry for the long hiatus. Is that the right word? Hiatus?
I don't know. Google it, because I think that's made up.
No, it's not. It's been a while, because, it was my birthday. We're all really hungover.
Liar.
And then the following week, I was very ill.
And then
that's why Dean's off, because we were out on the weekend. I thought I wasn't infectious anymore.
The alcoholics couldn't cope anymore.
Turns out I am. There's no Dean. But there is a
Simon.
There is a
John.
And there is a Rick. How have you all been?
Been all right.
It's been good. A nightmare for me.
Yeah, it has, hasn't it, with your TV?
But no TV. My daughter's Xbox has blown up.
All just before Christmas.
All just before Christmas.
That's what you want, innit?
I've got 4K. I've got an Xbox One X that I can't even use.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll look after it for you.
Not a chance.
Do you know, if I were you, I'd be on suicide watch, son.
Okay. I actually had 2 weeks of beautiful bliss of gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what. I never thought I'd be able to tell the difference between 1080p and 4K.
Yeah.
And you can. There's no...
Well, if you didn't think you could tell the difference, why did you buy an Xbox X?
I didn't. Maybe did.
This episode, we're going to reel off our top 5 movies of 2017. Aren't we?
We certainly are.
There is a couple of films that we haven't yet seen. Star Wars is out this coming week, which I am very excited for. Got me tickets booked.
I'm glad you are.
I want to murder him.
Oh, they just keep going on forever. It's the same pop. Do something different. Anyway, this man, the only one that really gripped me, that really I wanted to watch, was The Force Awakens, because they had some of the original crew back.
Pass me that cushion. Ford. Pass me that cushion, I'm going to smother him.
Mm-hmm. Harrison Ford and Chewbacca. That's only what I wanted to see.
Right.
The others I've seen in the past, I'm just not interested. It's like Star Trek. Crap.
John's opinions. He's not talking for all of us at all. As we're a film podcast with film fans who all are probably quite excited. If you are one of the 3 people on the planet who aren't excited for the new Star Wars, let us know.
I mean, even if it is a flop, right, which, by the way, the critics that have seen it and have to be tight-lipped have said it's amazing.
Yeah, the reviews are really, really good.
I mean,
they've been done before in the past. They've just been revamped.
Everything's
no
remade in a way.
Not really.
Yeah.
No. I just don't get them.
Okay.
I've seen them.
Did you like The Force Awakens?
Yes, I did. I did like The Force Awakens.
So you're not interested in where this one's going to go? Because the trailers haven't shown much at all. No. Like, that's what I think the marketing campaign for this film has been incredible. Like, they know it's going to sell well anyway, so they don't have to show all the big bits, which we'll get on to. We've seen a few trailers, haven't we, John? And there was one you weren't keen on, which could have given away too much. This one hasn't. Star Wars has kept it very cryptic. No one has a clue what it's about. The Last Jedi, that's all we've got to go off. And I don't know, I'm just really excited.
See, I feel as though, like, even the CGI was off.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What, in Star Wars?
Force Awakens, yeah.
At what point?
That little woman with the big glasses. I thought,
compare that to what we used to watch on the original trilogy and how everybody...
It was just...
Okay.
It just didn't fit. I mean, yeah, it was alright, you know? It was, like I say, it was something I did want to watch because of the comeback of Harrison Ford and Chewbacca and what have you. and the woman was... looked alright in it, so I thought, well, I'll give it a shout.
Did you give Rogue One a go?
No.
You haven't watched that?
No.
What? No. My God!
Hey.
Hold me back, Rick. Hold me back.
The next episode is just going to be me and you, so we're dropping like flies.
I just find them too. They've gone on for ages, man.
Oh, my God.
It's a franchise that, yeah, it makes money. I can see it. I that's why they do it year after year after year. And obviously, it's a successful franchise. I'm not going to put any. I'm not going to disagree on the fact, but I'm going to be one of them people that really I don't care about.
I'd you say set them on fire, that. But don't use my aftershave. It's very expensive. It's gorgeous. I have a sip.
I have a sip. You should pour it in your mouth.
just spit Invictus in my face.
Did you like it? What does it taste like?
What does it taste like?
A hint of wood.
I tell you what, it's like you like a
you got apps for it as well, haven't you?
You're like a victim of pepper spray, because isn't that what the police do to certain suspects?
Yeah. Your eyes are streaming. I'm sorry, I meant to spray it a little bit lower.
Oh, Jesus.
I gave you sour sweets last time. I've got your eyes watering again.
That is quite nice, actually. Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it? Yeah, it's one of them smells that stay with you as well. Like, you know, when you put them on, you smell them for the first half an hour and it's gone.
Yeah.
I'd get in, right. I'd crash on my couch, hammered, and I'd be... I still smell gorgeous. Even when I'm sweating after dancing for hours. Oh, God. I'd eat myself.
But coming back to Star Wars, after they didn't spray it, I think they've known exactly from day one where they were going to go with the trailer. I know it sounds stupid.
Pass me that aftershave, I'm going to spray him in the mouth again.
But they say there's a line in the story where that you know nothing yet, or something on those lines. And it's true, because everyone's saying that there's the twists.
I watched Force Awakens. In the trailer, they're trying to make out that Daisy, like, Ray. They're trying to make it as if she's going to go to the dark side. And we've already seen that in the original ones, like, you know, the battle between, like, getting pulled by the dark side. I think it's the opposite. I think Kylo Ren's going to be pulled to the light side. Because I watched Force Awakens on Friday. And he's battling with it a bit. That's why he has to kill, spoiler alert, kills his dad, because he thinks that'll pull him more to the dark side, give him more power. But through that whole thing, he's struggling. He keeps getting pulled by the light instead. And then in that fight with Daisy, Rey, he's not as strong as he should be. I mean, he gets beaten by her, and she's still working out her power, isn't she?
She's full potential, is she?
Yeah, so she's got the full... She has the Force. Very powerful Force. She just doesn't really know how to use it properly. But it beat him, because I don't think he's that strong with the dark side. I think he's going to get pulled to the other.
I think the reason why, because you're explaining that, okay? See, I don't look into it as you're looking into it.
Well, that's what it's about, though.
I know that's what it's about, but I'm looking into it as, okay, they're acting, good entertainment, and that's it.
Oh, jeez.
That's how you look at it.
That's all I'm looking at. If I see a trailer, and I see a trailer that's actually quite good to watch... Obviously, the film, hopefully, is going to be good to watch.
Mm.
The Force Awakens trailer was good to watch. So, I watched Force Awakens.
And have you seen the trailer for
good to watch.
Last Jedi?
No, I haven't, because...
You haven't even seen the trailers?
Oh, I'm not interested.
No. Jesus. Mother of Lord, John.
Why are you in a film podcast?
It is a franchise that I'm just not bothered about.
Right, okay.
If you watch that trailer, I swear down, right... You, if it doesn't pique your interest, you have no...
Right, we'll pause. Concept. He's going to watch it. We'll be back in
what's the trailer
a blink of an eye. Right, so, what did you think?
It's been...
You're not interested. Okay, that didn't work.
I'm looking at something that's already been done. It's just a revamp of what's been done in the past.
Of what?
Of what I've seen in the past.
In a way, he's right in the sense that Force Awakens is kind of like a soft reboot and very similar to New Hope.
Yeah.
This is where the film has to be different. Goes into Jurassic Park. Jurassic World was very similar to Jurassic Park. It has to go somewhere different. We're going to get onto that now, aren't we? Going into the movie news. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm going to punch him.
trailers. First one I'm going to talk about, and it feels like it came out months ago, but it's still within since we did the last podcast. Avengers Infinity War. The buzz online was insane. Honestly, my Twitter blew up, and everyone just didn't stop talking about it. That trailer is well done.
Yes.
Thanos has finally arrived.
I'm so excited for this. I cannot wait.
Not very calm.
I
mean, wasn't it? Did you pick
it? I'm glad you said that.
I am so excited.
It's been a nose block. I think I might have to book a day off.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's going to be...
Are you actually going to go to the cinema?
I want to go to the cinema. Don't forget, I've got like a billion kids.
Do you remember when we did the Age of Ultron one where we all went to see it and came back and did a podcast straight up?
Yes.
That was fun, that. I enjoyed that. We should do that.
He probably won't like the trailer.
Well, he's seen it. What did you think of this trailer, John? Are you not seeing this as like another remake? Another thing?
Have you seen this trailer?
Yes, I have. Of course you have. I can't remember. Yes, I have. Yes, I promise you, I have. Yes, and it looks terrific. It looks absolutely. I have seen. I promise you, I've seen it.
Sack him.
I know.
It looks terrific.
Yeah, it was well done, and there's a few signs that there could be people killed. What are you doing? It's my new Christmas decoration.
It's
a little fireplace, and it's you get these little Christmas, what are they called? Stockings that you hang on there with the names. They didn't have my name. What I'm going to do, I'm going to get one and just say it's Rick, and then the other one's going to say Rick, and then the other one's going to say Rick, and then the other one's going to say Rick, and the other one's going to say Rick.
It's just all Rick.
Because my mother got one of these last year, and she had everyone in the family on there except me.
Well, you're not important.
She had the dead dog on there. Molly.
Oh.
But not me. What's that about? So she bought two of me this year. Anyway, we're going off track again.
But yes, I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a bit where you see the Hulkbuster armour land down, but then you also see Iron Man getting smacked. So people are saying that the Hulk's in that, but that makes no sense. Why would the Hulk have to be in there? But then other people are saying that the Hulk, he can't turn into the Hulk for whatever reason. So, I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. But there's going to be a few deaths in this, 100%. It's just working out who. Who do you reckon?
I don't care if it's Captain America.
I think his time's up, to be honest.
Yeah.
He's had his trilogy. Iron Man's had his trilogy.
Black Widow?
I don't think she'll go, because I think they're still looking at possibly giving her a solo
film.
She
doesn't really do much, sorry, does she? In the films itself, all she does was just kick a bit of arse in that.
I know, but that's why I think she'd be a better film, because she's more grounded and not overly powered. I think it'd be more of a spy thriller. Something it needs. What I do feel that Marvel need to do after this phase is over is have more variety in the movies. Like Fox are doing with X-Men. You've got a horror X-Men film coming out. You've got Deadpool, which is a comedy, adult-rated one, and you've got the normal X-Men films, which is your kind of normal superhero stuff.
There's another franchise I think that'll go on way too over the top again. There we go. Go on, carry on.
Who?
X-Men.
Still going. There's new images released for the next one next year.
I'd rather see X-Men than Star Wars.
Yeah?
I'd rather watch X-Men than Star Wars, absolutely. Mm.
Oh, let me just singe his hair.
Well, you're getting another one in. I think it's November.
Just a little on his chin.
You've got another normal X-Men film in November, I think, next year. And then you've got New Mutants, which is next year, which is like a horror film.
Yes.
What I wouldn't mind doing is starting from the beginning and actually working myself with
watching them all again.
Up to the most recent one, because I really cannot remember.
Dan's been doing that with Star Wars, hasn't he, this weekend? He's just sat and watched every Star Wars film. God. I mean, I like Star Wars, but that's a bit overkill. I bet a lot of people are doing it, though.
Well, I'm going to do it. It's my next mission, because now I've got
the... Oh, what a surprise!
Blu-ray set. I'm going to start it.
Good. I'm very excited for this film. It's gonna break box office records, guaranteed. The cast is incredible. I've never seen so many like amazing actors in one film. There's a lot to cram into it, an awful lot to cram into it. Mm. And then what was the other trailer we got? Jurassic World 2.
Oh yeah, that's sick.
Have you watched it?
Now before he goes berserk again, right? The first, I watched it at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's it came out about 2-ish, I think, over here. I woke up and then I was like, hey, and I loaded it up and I watched it. And the first time I watched it, I was a little bit meh. And this is coming from the biggest Jurassic Park fan in the world, right? But then I watched it a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth time. And it's, I do really like it. Now, a lot of people were complaining online that you saw too much. You saw all these dinosaurs running and dying and a volcano going off. And everyone's like, well, I've just seen the whole movie there. But I was like, I genuinely don't think. Because I'd heard, like, way back, they said, not much. The film's not going to be mainly based on the island. It's going to be off that island. It needs to do that, doesn't it? It can't stay on that island again.
What a better way of getting off it?
Yeah.
Blowing it up.
Yeah. So I was like, I reckon this will be the first hour or so of the film. And then the producer, Colin Trevor, came forward and said, every bit of everything you saw in that trailer was within the first 58 minutes, I think it was, of the movie. So that is really just the start of it all. We know InGen have got a load of things going on. They're going to be going back to the mainland. They're going to give us a decent reason as to why they'll escape. It can't just be another oops. And they know that. They've got to make it more cleverer than that. Mm. After knowing all that, I'm really, really excited for it.
It looked predictable. It just looked like I'm going to watch the same Jurassic, whatever it is, again.
But that's literally only the first hour of the film. You know it's going to go somewhere else, somewhere different, somewhere it's not been before.
I'm going to watch it and I'm hoping he's right in what he says and it does actually go off into a different direction.
I think it will.
Praying.
I watched a really interesting, it's on YouTube, I forgot the name, I should have. But it looks into the Jurassic World and how Indominus Rex was actually made to escape. The scientist who made him knew he could hide from the security cameras. It had that thermal thing, didn't it?
Yeah.
So it could escape. And you had a guy on the island who wanted to use the raptors for military reasons, and he needed a reason to test them. And at the start, they talk about the park being in financial crisis, and the owner's like, "Nah, money, I don't care." You know, like. So I think InGen were like, "We need to sort this out." And that makes a little bit more sense. It was actually arranged for it to get escape. Like, it was an inside job. And it was a really interesting video. It's worth watching.
So it was an inside job to put lives at risk on the island?
Yeah, to get that island closed and get more control back of the dinosaurs and stuff.
And to do that...
It could potentially... I reckon that could be where the film's going to go. It hasn't shown that in the trailers because it'll give away too much.
And to do that, you put men, women, and children's lives at risk.
Well, yeah, bad Oxford guys are bad 10, guys.
20,000 that were on the island at this time.
Yeah, something like that.
So that's 20,000. They're not bothered about that.
Nah.
Small damage, isn't it?
Small fish.
But going back to the trailer,
yeah,
there was only one little issue I've got an eye up, and I just hope it doesn't repeat itself, where they rely on T-Rex. Again, because you saw on the trailer, T-Rex coming in, saves the day.
I think we'll lose Rexy.
Can I just go back to my little status here?
But
predictable?
That's the only bit. And
did you know, a lot of the shots from that trailer are all harking back to the original film. You see the car that falls out of the tree in the background where Blue turns up.
Yeah, it all goes back to the past.
You see, and you look through the mirror, you see Chris Pratt in the mirror, and it's that mirror that you saw. You know, it says things in the mirror may look bigger than... You know, it has Jeff Goldblum back saying his usual thing. You see the T-Rex save the day in Raw, like it does in the original film. Like, there's a lot of stuff. It needs to be its own film after that hour, though. It has to become its own thing.
Do you not think there's like the...
Maybe that's its final.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to do. First hour is like more fan service, and then they're going to go into...
I don't know, the creativity needs to be more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I reckon it will
be. I wanted to say a trailer to see the trailer for such a long time.
I know.
I just wasn't taken by it.
We're going to get a couple more before release, and I think it was more negative. I think it's probably done more damage than good.
I want to see a few snippets after the 58 minutes.
I think they showed a few little teasers in the week leading up to the trailer, and there's the one with the T-Rex asleep in the back of a lorry, and. I don't know when there's a one. I don't know what they call it. The new dinosaur, evil one, is like in a room full of fire and stuff. I've got a feeling that might not be on the island. I don't know.
But But to me, it just looks like something, again, that we've already seen revamped.
Okay.
Right.
And I'm hoping it's not the case.
I think it will go its own way.
I'm hoping you're right.
Do you like films?
Jurassic World was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Jurassic World was something fresh, something different. You know, it was...
What was?
Jurassic World.
That was a remake of the original.
No,
really.
It was different. It was
like a soft reboot, nice, wasn't it?
It was nice to see different actors. You had Sam Neill and all. Yeah. You know, it was nice to see new faces to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the Indominus Rex and like a new storyline, a new kind of structure to it. But it just, I don't know, just this trailer hasn't really taken hold of me.
Okay, no, well, I understand.
I wouldn't say it at all, because I will watch it, absolutely. But I just hope to God, whoever said 58 minutes,
yeah.
is
he's the producer,
trailer,
he knows what he's talking about.
Then I'm hoping
he gives a lot of fan service back, to be honest, on Twitter. He's a good guy. I
suppose you have to if you've got people trying to slate it.
I can see where everyone came from, though. There was a lot of CGI heavy moments and stuff, and I wanted to go back to the magic of the original film, where it was, I mean, you had like, what, 15 minutes total of CGI? It was all like
mechanical, wasn't it?
Yeah, and more story, more character building and stuff, rather than just running and screaming and I want more depth. I think we'll lose Rexy in this. I think that'll be the emotional impact, because she's getting on a bit now.
What, 18 year?
Something like
less
that.
Less teeth.
Well, more than that. She'll have been older before then, wouldn't she? She's about 25 year old, I think. And she looks a bit older in all the scenes. You
wounded.
See all the scars on her, don't
she's
you?
Wounded, didn't yeah. you?
She took some battering from that Indominus at the end of
it. Was that a new dinosaur that we saw on the trailer? One with the horns?
Yeah.
I thought it was.
I had them all written down, but I've forgotten it. I can't remember what it's called.
I thought it was new, because I was like, I don't remember seeing that before.
Is that the one that got eaten? Lasted about 2 seconds by the T-Rex? Or is the one that was in the tunnel, coming out of the tunnel in the fire room?
I can't remember. I just remember it running, and it just had horns. I was like, ooh, devil dinosaur.
Oh, it gets hit by a bit from the volcano, I think.
I can't remember.
And then, so that's Jurassic World, yeah? You're still excited? I agree. The trailer
trailer wasn't the best. But I will say it. I will want to watch it. I mean, it's a follow-on from a great Jurassic film.
Right.
So, yes.
Oh, God, I cannot wait.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Okay. And then we had Ready Player One.
Yes.
Which is just releasing trailer 2. And it's based in like a kind of video game.
Yes, Steven Spielberg.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer.
And then,
have you seen the second one? I
didn't know it was the second one.
I sat and watched it in front of you, like.
Oh, did you?
Before we started.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah, I was watching that.
Oh, I didn't know it was that. I've seen the first one with Back to the Future car in it, and. Yeah, I've seen that, and that looked good. That looked brilliant. It
looks pretty impressive.
I'm impressed. I'm liking the way the story's going. Now we know what the story's going to be about. I like it. I'm getting hyped. I was already hyped for it because it is going to be a CGI fest. But
it can be because it's in a video game.
Exactly.
You can't complain about it then.
Yeah.
You can't go, oh, I didn't look that real. It's based in a video game.
It's something where you got to expect anyway.
Yeah. So they can kind of get away with it a bit.
So we now know this is it. Dystopian. Easy for me to say. Anyway. In this world, future world, obviously, this lad's obviously, he's got nothing left. He's got nothing. He sleeps on a washing machine. His only escape is through Oasis, which is this online platform of virtual reality where they could become whoever they want, do what they want, feel what they want. And I forgot the rest.
Oh, good.
But I think it's like a news bulletin that comes out, isn't it? Where like a
I don't know all that much about it, to be honest.
The founder of Oasis has died and sends out a report to everybody to tell them he's hidden an Easter egg within Oasis, this virtual reality set, and whoever finds this Easter egg will earn his fortune or half the fortune of his estate and the ownership of Oasis, which obviously then sets off the storyline for the big techs, and this path that this obviously boy's going to go down. And it looks like it's going to be a very fun ride of CGI. But there's some interesting characters in it, by the looks of it.
Yeah. It looks impressive. It looks...
It looks all right. I'll watch it. It's one of the bigger films for next year.
Are you not really hyped for it?
No. The trailer looked all right.
I'm more taken by that trailer than I was with Jurassic World 2.
I'm really looking forward to it. I think if it was good as the trailer made it out to be, I think we're on to a winner. I think it's going to be a good one. And it's Steven Spielberg, and I like most of his films.
No way he's finding the time to do this, because he's got The Post, I think, coming out, which is directed by him as well. He's hammering them out.
Once he gets his retirement fund getting...
It has to be really good, because I think his name's not quite as strong. He's not in his heyday at the minute. He needs to... bring it back a bit. Well, compare it to like when he was releasing Schindler's List, Jurassic Park, and Saving Private Ryan and stuff. Like, the last few films have been smaller, more political stuff. I mean, what's The Post? Tell me about The Post.
I've done that.
Exactly. Whereas in the 90s, any Spielberg film, you'd know exactly what it was. So, I don't know. It looks all right. And I'll go and see it. In the next episode, we'll be talking about like the films we're looking forward to in 2018.
So we'll
go through them. I've got the list already. I think I sent it to you, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Yes.
I've made my review calendar for next year, and I'll tick them off as I go along. There is. Oopsie. That'll be me.
Well done. The boss is in trouble.
Yeah. So they're the trailers. Look all right, don't they?
Yes. The ones that we've seen. John.
Should we dive into the top fives?
Top five!
Top five 2017. Right. Do you want to give us your first one? Your fifth one? I'm going to go and grab mine from
my fifth one.
Oops, drop something.
Now, as you're probably well aware, I'm a very CGI festy person.
Didn't my computer turn off? Why is it on?
I don't know. Valerian. And the City of the Thousand Planets. Valerian.
That's in your top five of 2017. You need to watch more movies.
You know what? It is.
You need to watch more movies, Simon.
I tell you what, besides...
I'm not happy with this.
Besides the cast, I know the cast were a little bit wet, but I tell you something, it visually made up for it. It's like Avatar... And I love Avatar. When I watched this, oh, jeez, it was beautiful.
Have you seen
gorgeous.
This film, John?
Nope.
No.
I
just couldn't bring myself to do
even
it.
Even if you don't like it for the storyline, visually, you can't say it visually. It's not great.
Right, I'll try and watch it before we do the next podcast. I mean, if I can be bothered.
It's at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, top five for
but
fifth one.
It's my fifth one for this year.
That's,
I know there's
that's
a few
crazy.
More that's out there, but I tell you what, even though there's some of the films I'd probably say, you know, it was a bloody good film, this stands out for me because of how I was in awe of it all the way through, from start to finish.
Right, okay. I don't think that'll be many people's top fives, I'll be honest.
Probably not.
My number five movie is Dunkirk.
Why?
Cinematography in it is drop-dead gorgeous, but I haven't watched it on a home screen, so I don't know if it'll have the same effect as watching it at the cinema. The effects were brilliant. I loved how... like all the stories kind of came together. At first, I was a little bit.
Annoyed. I don't get that little status you've just said there.
What?
At a cinema, you're supposed to get the most miserable experience.
You know what I mean. You haven't seen it. You know what I mean. Like it's one of these films where it's like so much going on screen and stuff, and to see it on the big screen is where it should be viewed, preferably IMAX. Like it's one of them proper visually immersive experiences.
Yes.
Surround sound exploding.
Yeah.
Sitting at home watching it on a smaller TV on maybe like a sound bar or something, it's not going to be the same experience.
But I tell you, I can completely
you wouldn't understand, mate. You watch black and white TV.
You know that scene where the planes
you have to warm your TV up before it comes on,
where the plane's flying and it's like a bit of a dogfight.
Yeah.
You can hear the creaking of the metal of the plane.
Yeah,
and it's like you can hear the wind. It's like flut 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 flut, and the metal creaks, it's just like,
and then you've got the booming soundtrack, haven't you, from Hans Zimmer, I think it was, who did it, I believe.
I will watch that again on my 4K when I get it back.
Right.
So for a visual treat, that is why that's in my top five. The stories are quite, like, the stories aren't particularly strong because he looks at like three different ones, and it's not the longest film, so you don't really get a sense for it. But you feel for them all on the beach, and you do get that they need to get off that beach as soon as possible.
Yeah, but you can also feel where they've given up. That's what, like they know because they're surrounded.
They're just trying to find anything, can't they? They're trying to build a pier with and all this.
It's just that suspense, that atmosphere.
What's your top five, John?
It's going to be no surprise. That's in the top five.
Oh, well, I can't believe it's going to be Transformers. It's going to be Transformers. It's going to be towards the top.
That can't be in his top five. It was awful.
Transformers last night is my fifth one.
I'm surprised it's at fifth, not second.
No, it is getting a bit too much. We know that, but I enjoyed it all the same. Out of all the ones that I have watched, like your Jurassic Park, you're a big fan of Jurassic Park. I'm a big fan of Transformers. Always have been. Always will be. just pass him a tissue because I think he's going to actually cry.
We will never be a respectable film podcast. This is what people have to realise. We're the quirky one where, well, we've got a lad who likes shit like that. And I apologise.
I have to listen to Star Wars. Star Trek shit every time.
I guess there is, you know, a few people who like him, but not any self-respected film fan.
Obviously, I can't go into any certain review because these dickheads don't want me to. So
We need to understand your reason why you've picked that as your fifth.
Not happening.
Bearing in mind, the same guy didn't like the It movie, which is rated ridiculously high. I'm really annoyed at myself because I haven't had a chance to see that
yet.
And we're doing a 2017 review and I haven't
Save
seen
yourself 2.5 hours.
One of the
it's
highest
terrible.
Rated movies and the highest grossing September release ever in
it
box office
be.
History.
Me and Amy avoid horror movies and we enjoyed It.
Yeah, and Dean loved it and the reviews are really, really high online. I need to see this movie. So
John,
I need to stress.
You watched The Wrong Turn 3000.
Yeah. Well,
the only decent thing about that film is the guy's smile. Pennywise, the guy's smile. It's
and
terrifying
dance.
Smile.
And his dance.
That's the only decent thing about that film.
Skip.
Apart from that, it's a predictable mess.
I like do I've think I'll before. Get it watched before the end of the year. So I'm saving my top five YouTube video until I have seen that film. I think it's only fair.
Anyway, Transformers last night, top five. There you go. Next goal.
Simon.
Well, hang on. Let me find it because I just literally. Right, I'm gonna go.
What?
I thought he was gonna actually explain why he was gonna pick.
No.
There is no explanation. That's why he's moving on. There is no explanation.
Right, fourth for me is Baby Driver.
Fourth.
It is fourth. Yes.
Now that's in my list.
Now it might be. I put it. Baby Driver, I really, really enjoyed. I loved the soundtrack. Worked really well. Loved the how it was filmed. loved Kevin Spacey in it.
Probably his last film, isn't it?
Yeah. But you know what? I love all his films. I think he's brilliant.
See, that's the annoying thing. He's a talented lad. And what he's done in the past has just absolutely come round and bit him in the arse.
Yeah,
I was thinking this the other day in American Beauty. He falls in love like with his daughter's best friend, and it's very ropey and it's a bit close to the
to come out as an adult as a professional actor to what he did. But anyway,
so Baby Driver is my fourth.
Lego Batman.
I need to see that.
Mate, why are you doing a review of 2017 when you've seen none of the films?
I've seen about 17 of them.
Okay.
Do you know what? I saw Lego Batman and I was like, meh.
Oh, I thought it was hilarious.
I enjoyed it.
The cinema, I was laughing my head off, and then I watched it again at home and with a few friends, and all of them, we were just howling through all of it. It's just so many great moments, and there's a lot of fan service to Batman fans, which if you've like watched all the older Batman films and read some of the stuff, like it all makes sense. And I just thought it was beautifully balanced. Kids will love it. I absolutely loved it. I just thought it was an excellent film.
Cool, man.
John?
Atomic Blonde.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is my fourth. It made the top five. Because, especially for that stair scene, that stair fighting scene that you talked about.
Yeah.
Now, when I saw that, I was in awe.
Yeah.
The camera, you think it's one shot.
I think it's cleverly done, but it feels like all one big long shot, all the way from the room, all the way down the stairs.
It's like you're a spectator
out onto the street into a car chase.
Yeah, it's like you're a spectator of that fight itself. The way that camera just pins about.
Yeah.
From flight to stairs down to the stairs, just everything about that fight scene on the stairs was just unreal.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy that.
The only thing that I didn't really feel great about was her English accent.
All right.
I just didn't think it suited her.
Didn't bother me at all.
I didn't think it suited the character.
Yeah.
I
think it took a bit of time to pick up, and I think the story was a little complicated for what it needed to be.
Yeah.
It was a good little ride. I mean, James McAvoy in it.
Yeah.
I was just trying to think of his name there to say, I loved him in that as well. Mm. He was good in that.
Yeah, James, I thought he'd done really well. I can't remember what her name is now, the lead actor. What's her name? Oh my god. Anyway, she. Charlize Theron? Charlize Theron?
Is it her? Yeah.
It's out of Mad Max.
Hang on, I'll just edit this. Yeah, Charlize Theron.
But I'm not taking anything away from their acting abilities, they did great. The thing, what sort of for me to get in the top five was that fight seat alone was just astronomically phenomenal.
I love how it went into that car chase as well, though, and the camera's kind of,
her ass kicked.
Yeah.
But she just kept coming back and coming
back.
You
can kind of feel the pain as well, can't you, for her?
Like the proper thumps of the punches and the kicks and what have you, she was taking on board, but she was taking them and she was firing back with as good as she got.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, Cheryl's just tagged me in the Ready Player One.
Yeah.
But nice, yeah, definitely my top five.
Probably because she thought you were asleep.
Yeah, maybe.
And that's my number four.
No, good choice. I got a lot of enjoyment out of that, and some elements were better than John Wick. I think I just felt like there was quite large gaps between some of the action, and I think it was a bit overcomplicated. But fun film. Simon, third.
I don't know how this is going to go down with you guys, but Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, loved it. And I'm a fan of the series. Well, the two films that are out. I love the characters. I love the CGI. I love the storyline from both films. I really enjoyed it. It was a ride that we've been on.
Yeah.
I did. I don't know what it is, but
it was all right. It was nowhere near as good as the first one. And for me, it was probably the weakest Marvel film this year.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Spider-Man Homecoming, Thor, and that was definitely.
See, obviously, I haven't seen Thor. That probably would have made my top if I'd seen it by now. Yeah. But I haven't seen it yet, so I can't put it in.
No, I enjoyed it. I just think it was a little over the top. Not as funny, although there were some hilarious scenes with Batista and the weird little alien-looking woman. They were brilliant.
Their chemistry is brilliant.
Yeah, it was.
But that's what I like about it. It's not a film where you have to be sat there focused all the time. You can watch it and it just being a fun film.
For me, that's why it's a bit like, it was a bit passable. But I guarantee you, if you saw Thor, that would be...
I'd probably agree with you with that, because I really, really cannot wait to see
Thor's
that
a lot better, in my opinion.
Oh.
My third film choice is War for the Planet of the Monkeys. War for the Planet of the Apes, Andy Serkis's performance in this film. even through CGI, painted onto a monkey is amazing. There's so many different emotions in this film.
We didn't want war.
It speaks...
You brought war.
That's very good, Sam.
Was it?
Yeah. I mean, you got the look more than...
I'm gonna burn you in that cardigan.
Where was I going with this? You knocked me right off.
Sorry.
What I love about it is how it speaks about humankind.
Yeah.
And makes us look at ourselves.
Just the third.
Yeah, and we're the bad guys. And I love that.
It is the third one.
Yeah.
Oh.
We are scum of this planet, and this film's trying to say, look, like we aren't the good guys. We're never the good guys, really. So I just thought it was really well paced, a lot of emotion, and a really good final to an amazing trilogy. It is one of the best trilogies out there. What's yours, John?
Hitman's Bodyguard.
Your third one, yeah?
Yep.
Good film?
Just brilliant.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson. What are you going to get? You're going to get...
Chaos.
Yeah. Well, the comedian value...
A lot of mother loving thrown
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
I mean, it. Just the comedy alone was great.
It's got some decent accents. It's got some decent action scenes in there.
It has.
I like the fight scene near the end. Is it Venice they're in or something? No, is it Venice?
I can't.
Oh, Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
Oh yes, yeah.
Amsterdam.
It's the one where it turned up in the news because they reported it as it was a real chase in the next to the river. It wasn't. It was this filming this. I remember that. It was the Sun. I think the Sun reported that.
But I thought they gelled well. Throughout the entire film.
Yeah, it was fun, wasn't it?
I thought they really, really gelled well, connected well, a great partnership, and it was a great storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there. So that's my third one.
Good. Simon.
This is very easy, because it was your last one. Wild of the Planet of the Apes.
Right.
Exactly, same reason as yours. You know, it's a brilliant film. Loved
first time we've had a matching one, isn't it?
Yeah. I loved the direction it went in and the way it finished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how you were saying about how it made us look like the bad guys.
My second one is... Now, this was a difficult decision between the two. And I had to just go from what I got the most enjoyment from. But from a film point of view, this might have been my number one. Like from a kind of production point of view, potentially would have been my number one. Logan, Hugh Jackman's final outing as Wolverine, was such an emotional film. I watched it again the other night just to remind myself, like, it's such an emotional film. We see these two characters that we've been following for 10 years plus, probably, in their final kind of... You can see how tired he is, how exhausted of living for so long, and just getting worse and worse as the film, like, comes towards an end. And obviously, we lose Xavier, don't we?
Yeah.
And I don't know. And that girl in it, what a hell of a performance from her! She was amazing. The scene in the Jeep when they're arguing, it's just he's like, "Stop hitting me!" and he's screaming at her, and it's like you can. Feel the anger in that car. It's just
what I like about this is the kind of take the I don't know, like the wrapper off it, and they just go like go for leather.
I love that. Yeah, no pussyfooting around anymore. No, like, oh, let's make it a 12. Like we go all out. First word is fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember watching and thinking, has he just said that?
Yeah.
Because I didn't even know it was R-rated.
Right.
And then I think it was a fight scene near the car around about the start of the film. One of the legs come off.
Yeah.
It's like, what and is the bit going
where,
on?
The, in the hotel room where it goes right through his head in slow motion.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, this is brilliant.
This is what we wanted to see from Wolverine.
Even Xavier's given the F word.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It was absolutely excellent.
Yeah.
He's also mentions about him pissing and shitting himself as well. Yeah. Which I quite like the comedic side of that, dark humour.
He was tired as well, wasn't he?
It was great to see. Like, literally, the gloves are off.
Yeah. So the Wolverine we've always wanted to see just... Rah!
It just literally just ran riot and it was great.
The only issues I had with it, right, were one, I don't like how... You know how tired he was?
Mm.
I was like, I just wanted him to have a little bit more. I wanted to see... Right at the end when he has some of that syrup and he just goes doolally. Like, yeah. I was like, yes, but I wanted that to be a little bit longer. I wanted it...
Yeah.
I got a little bit tired of him being ill. And I get why, but I was just like... I wanted him to be a little bit more Wolverine-like.
Yeah.
And it was very dark. And I do like that, and I love the mood of it all and stuff, but it maybe just needed a few more touches of humour maybe dotted about just to kind of lift it up a tiny bit. Because at the end of that film, you're exhausted.
Yeah.
And you're depressed as hell.
It was.
It's a dark film.
It's definitely a great way to end it.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Definitely a great way to end it. I don't think they could have really done anything else with it. In order to, I think the way they've done it was spot on.
Yeah, for Hugh Jackman, I think they're going to spin it off. We're following her. Yeah.
That's it. Now we're now here for the new movie.
But she's a really good actress, so I'm interested to see.
What I mean, it's going to be hard to. Well, will it take on a new Wolverine? I don't know.
She is Wolverine, isn't she? Apparently, she's even more dangerous because she's the female. They even say it in. I noticed it when on second watch. He says to her like, the females are the hunters. For Wolverines, like so, she that's why she got the claws come out of her, the dagger come out of her feet. But like, I thought Wolverine can't do that.
I thought they were about taking on like the likes of Tom Hardy or something like that to take on Hugh Jackman's role.
No.
I thought I heard that somewhere. Not necessarily Tom Hardy, but Tom Hardy's
tied into Venom now anyway. Different Sony, different comic book. No, it'll be following her, I think, and I don't know, but for an ending for Hugh Jackman, I thought it was nigh on. As best as they could ever do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Your number two?
John Wick 2.
Number two, eh?
John Wick 2. I thought it was as good as the first.
No, it wasn't as good as the first.
I thought the first one was...
You knew what was coming, didn't you?
Brilliant. The second one, for an over 50 man to do what he can do...
Oh, and not...
Flip a ball, kick ass, and do what he does... In the two films, is quite an achievement alone, but I thought it was a very decent watch from even from the first one to the second one.
I enjoyed it, but what makes me realise that it wasn't as good is like I haven't bothered watching it again yet. I've got the home release, I haven't bothered, and the first one, I don't know, I've watched that so many times because I think it's shorter. The story's just nice and simple. And it's like, it's kind of all in one, whereas this one's trying to build a universe, isn't it?
Mm.
And it's a bit overly long, and the action scenes got a little bit samey near the end. Started running out of ideas, I think. But the action scenes that were in it were amazing. It's just you started getting a bit used to headshots.
Yeah.
It just didn't have that punch anymore.
I'm inclined to disagree on that. I found it highly entertaining. I mean, the choreography to go with that was just insane.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, to learn all that and to do all them flips and dives and whatever else he did, in order to have that memory set to do it, to pull it off, was just exquisite.
Do you not think it took quite a while to get going?
No.
Yes.
No.
In a way.
No. No, I would say, and it's quite hard to do, to pull off a sequel as good as the first, I think them two were on par.
I mean, his house was blown up.
And at the end of this one, he's on the run, isn't he? He's on the run at the end of this one, if I remember rightly.
Yes.
From everyone.
He is the contract.
And how many people are in this secret thing? Did you see how many people come up? I was like, this ain't secret.
The whole
everybody.
Everyone turned into agents.
I was like, what?
Yeah, I know where you come from in that respect, but... I mean, for me, I just felt as though I was watching, well, obviously I wasn't watching the first one, but had the same vibe from the first one. So, yeah, for me, that's my number
two. I enjoyed it. It just, I don't know. Number one time.
Well.
The finale.
Are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
That pillock pinched it. Logan.
You're number one.
Yeah, Logan is my number
one. I might as well shout out there as well, because that's mine.
No way.
Yeah,
is it?
It is mine.
Good.
It is. It's all the same reasons that you went for, Rick. You know, it's just what a well done finale film.
Yeah.
Unwrapped, like you said, bare all, let's go, hell for leather.
Mm-hmm.
What a masterpiece. And I loved it, and I loved the ending, and it was a bit of a homage where she buries him, you know, and it's an X, not a cross.
I asked on Twitter what your favourite superhero film of the year was, and Logan won it, hands down.
Yeah.
A lot of people said Wonder Woman. I'm surprised Wonder Woman hasn't come up in this at all.
I enjoyed that.
See, I have watched Wonder Woman, and I just... I really enjoyed the film.
I think the end was a bit over the top, and actually the end ruined it for me a little bit. Like, again, another demon CGI monster thing, and it was just like,
it was a bit too far. I mean, Chris Pine in it was sensational. I mean, the performance from him was fantastic. She was but I just didn't get what I wanted out of it. It wasn't, I mean, entertainment value, you know, you got a good grip on that.
But yeah, Logan, definitely for me.
Yeah, definitely for me, yeah.
The blood, the gore, the humour, the darkness, the final farewell.
Well, I'm going to give my bit number one, and then I'll quickly say a few honourable mentions. But my number one was, you've mentioned it already, Simon, is Baby Driver. I was torn between that and Logan. I think from an experience point of view, I think Logan probably got it. But Baby Driver I had a bit more fun with. And I thought the way he pulled the music together with the film, like in sync with everything, and some of the really long shots, and just the whole feeling of the film was just so fun. And it was fresh. It's like, it's not a remake, it's not a reboot, it's not, like, do you know, it's not sequel, it's something completely new and fresh. And I really, really enjoyed it. And Edgar Wright's fantastic director. And it just oozed style.
Yeah.
And the car chase is brilliantly shot. The humour and the characters that you get to know in it are just fantastic. So that got my number one. Now, obviously, we haven't seen Star Wars yet. That could jump in. The Greatest Showman's out just before the end of the year as well, which I think would be classed as a 2017 film. That looks really good with Hugh Jackman. But some honourable mentions. The Big Sick. Not many people... I know you two haven't seen it, have you?
No.
Amazing little film. It following this... I believe he's Indian fella, and it's all about
an arranged marriage, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's what his parents want. He falls in love with somebody else, and it's quite simple, really.
See, this is what gets me with their movie titles. Why call it The Big Sick?
She's ill in it. I'll be honest. It's been a few months since I watched it. I genuinely can't remember. She's not well in this movie, and for a lot of it, it's just following him while she's in hospital, and I wonder if that's got something to do with it. There might be a better reason.
If you're talking about the storyline of an arranged marriage where it's based on that, which it kind of is, The Big Sick.
Yeah, I know. I don't like the name, I'll be honest, but it did really well reviews. And it did get a lot of praise online. If you haven't seen it, I'd definitely recommend it. It's something for one of them nice, cosy nights in, maybe with your lass or something. It's, do you know what I mean? It's not your big action superstar shooting up. Other films, Kong. Did you mention Kong? You didn't. It's not in any of your top fives, is it?
I watched it. I watched Kong Skull Island.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
that. Earlier in the year, it was in my top five. Like, it was a surprise for me because the reviews weren't that keen, like, impressed with it. Like, I watched it, loved it. I just loved how simple it was. Just a big, dumb action film with amazing special effects.
Yeah, it was good.
That's
yeah.
all I wanted from it. Yeah. And that's what I got. And I really liked it.
It was good. Set back in the 1970s.
Vietnam War era, wasn't it?
When was that?
The 60s, wasn't it?
Was it the 60s, was it?
Was it the 60s?
70s, wasn't it?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, I thought it was
70s. Maybe 70s, then.
Yeah, the 80s.
Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, it was set back in that age. It was set back in that time zone. And it was, they pulled it off nicely.
Yeah.
Blade
Runner. That was...
I haven't seen it yet.
2049.
Next!
No, listen, hear me out. From a cinematic point of view, it is perfect. It is the most, one of the most beautiful films I have ever seen in my life. And it has such a weird feel to it. Like, all the way through, it's this kind of wonder mixed with... You get really pulled into the world, is what I'm trying to say, I think. Like, you're so engrossed with it. It's a very long film. And there's only a couple of bits where I started to kind of pull out of it a bit because I was just like, getting a bit numb. But it's beautiful, honestly. And the story is good, although very stretched out over the film. It takes its time. It lingers in a lot of shots, but that's what shows its beauty. Really,
wait
really
for
good
the
film.
4K release.
Though. Yeah. And then originally, earlier in the year, I did my top five, and there was The Gifted with Chris Evans and a young girl who is such a good actor. And that's, again, another simple, emotional story. It's about a single man raising a child, and this child is very intelligent, and he's in a custody battle. But yeah, I'm really getting into these little indie-type films. There's more thought in it. There's more story to it. Rather than these big blockbuster CGI, quite the characters take a back seat and it's just about kind of going bang bang, pretty lights and stuff. The indie films haven't got that budget. They're just, there's a lot more heart in them.
It'll come out as a trio again next week.
Do you not want to watch something with a bit more emotion and heart?
Yeah.
Like Love Actually.
No. Yeah, like Love Actually. My time hop's been coming up with you. All Photoshop. And then did you see your year in review last year? The first two pictures was like him and his family. And then every single picture it showed, yeah, is most like pictures it comes from, you see. Every single picture was of Love Actually Photoshop with him stuck in the scenes.
Prick.
That one in the back car with the octopus outfit and your head in there.
Some picture of me picking jewellery. You see.
So are we doing there? A crew.
No!
We're doing review. We're choosing a new crew review film. We are pausing the game based on it. The film based on a game option. Because we haven't been able to do that because Dean has been ill.
Cheese Dean!
Forever. And we have to do this with Dean. So I am going to get his choice from him. So we won't have that for this episode. But we are choosing a Christmas movie. It'll go up for a vote. Whatever wins, we have to watch. And for the next episode, which will be around just after Christmas, I think it will be. The Sunday we'd normally record is Christmas Eve. We won't be doing it then.
When can we choose this?
We're choosing it now.
Are we really?
Now, before we see our films, Alexa, what's the best Christmas movie?
It's A Wonderful Life is commonly regarded as the greatest Christmas film ever made. But for me, it shares first place with Die Hard.
Will you shut your hole?
Alexa, turn the stereo off.
Is she having my giraffe or what?
That commonly known as best Christmas movie ever made.
Die Hard is not classed as a Christmas movie.
Yes, it is.
You Googled it earlier on.
Google it earlier
and what
on.
Did it say?
It
Alexa
said
runs off
50%
Google.
50% of Brits who...
50%. So half the population believes it's a Christmas movie.
Said it was not a Christmas movie.
Rubbish. If I did a Twitter poll now and asked, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? It'll destroy... I'll do that right now, should I?
Of course you're going to get
that. Of course you're going to get that.
Right.
But this was a proper pulled off survey.
A proper pulled off survey?
A proper pulled off survey?
Me asking on Twitter if Die Hard a Christmas movie is a proper pulled survey.
No, it's not.
Why?
It's not.
Why?
Because it's not done in the correct manner that these people done it in.
What's the correct manner for a proper
pulled off
survey?
I don't know, something different than your
survey. Nonsense.
Google, come here.
How do you spell yippee-ki-yay? That's going to be a yes. Yippee-ki-yay, yes. Yippee-ki-yay, no.
Yeah. If it comes out Christmas, it's a Christmas movie. Batman Forever is a Christmas movie.
It's set at Christmas. It's set on Christmas Eve. They're at a Christmas party. It ends with Let It Snow. It's snowing.
It's an action movie. It's not a Christmas movie.
It doesn't... Why does a Christmas film have to be a family love...
Santa Claus is a Christmas film.
You've got Christmas...
Polar Express is a Christmas film.
Yeah, different genres.
Die Hard? Different genres?
Why can't Die Hard be a Christmas film? Because it's an action film. When you can have a comedy, which is a Christmas film. You can have, like, a romance film, which is a Christmas film. Like, it's set at Christmas... It's set on Christmas Eve.
Right.
They're at a Christmas party. I've got a Christmas jumper upstairs that says, Merry Christmas. Now I've got a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho. It's a Christmas jumper.
Right.
It's a Christmas movie. It ends on Let It Snow.
Right. If I type in...
I'm putting it on Twitter now.
Xmas
movie. Argument in podcast. Settle this for us. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
I've Googled it and it's there. It shouldn't be there.
Oh, would you look at that?
See, the Polar Express, yes. The Grinch, yes. Miracle on 34th Street, yes. The Muppets Christmas Carol, yes. Absolutely. Jingle All the Way, yes. The Santa Claus, yes. Bad Santa, absolutely.
Die Hard, yes.
No!
Of course it is.
These are all to do with Santa and reindeer and snow and happiness.
This has got Christmas trees in it.
Oh, well, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all you need. It's set at Christmas Eve.
Right.
They talk about Christmas all the way
there. Oh, my God.
Four votes in seconds. All yes. Hang on, let me just click on it again. Six votes, 100% yes.
It's an argument that... Could go around in circles. I don't think it is. I don't think knocking off AK-47s at people are... I don't know, it gives you a festive spirit. Hostage situations, don't think that's a really Christmassy festive spirit. bringing down a Nakatomi Tower roof, I don't think that's a really like festive spirit, do you? I don't know. The FBI being involved, you know, but I don't think they're festive. I just think they're doing the job, you know, police unit and all that shit.
Look at Home Alone, burglars.
Yeah, a kid getting terrorised by thieves.
Yeah. They want to come.
You could have this argument.
That's happening on Christmas.
Right.
Is that a Christmas film, Home Alone?
Well, Home Alone's always going to be classed as a Christmas film regardless.
Why?
It's a horror to me. It's a pure horror. Dirty men come around and nick me.
It's child TV. Abuse. He's abandoned by his family and he's terrorised by...
He's not abandoned by his family. His family
without him.
Yeah, they forgot about him.
What kind of family does that? Gets on a plane. They get all the way to the airport and get on a plane before realising he's not there. That is awful. They lock him in an attic.
Let's choose your...
Oh, we've had a vote for no, but... Yippee-ki-yes is winning massively, so...
Right, so what's yours?
Getting retweeted and all sorts.
What's your film?
It's on.
Oh, am I picking now, am I?
Yeah, you're picking now.
Okay. So, the Christmas film, I'm putting down, and I'm doing this based on because I hadn't seen it, and I don't know...
You want to watch it? That's fair, that's what we're trying to do.
So, I'm going to go for Bad Santa number 2.
Okay, I watched that last week. Some point.
Any good?
I enjoyed it actually. It got slated by reviews.
Santa number 2?
Yeah.
I gave it like a 2 or 3 out of 5, but it's still decent. It's alright. It's kind of what I expected though, I think. Sorry, it's because I've asked that. Let me phone and be like.
You got to do Delhi.
It is, yeah. But okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yours, Rick?
I just had 19 votes so far. Just posted it. 47% yes. Yippee-ki-yay, yes. 26% yippee-ki-yay, no.
Why have I got yippee-ki-yay, yes, 79 and yippee-ki-yay, no, 21?
Because it's just... Because people are voting as we speak. I can't refresh it quick enough.
Yeah, okay. All right, so what's yours, Rick?
My film is going to be... And this is also because I haven't seen it and because Alexa says it's renowned as one of the best Christmas films. It's A Wonderful Life. My mother loves it.
That's your mum. Of course she's going to love it.
I haven't seen it. Chances are it won't win in a poll. But I'd rather watch a film I haven't seen than one I've seen already. numerous times, or one I watched last week.
Yeah.
So, It's a Wonderful Life. I want to know what all the fuss is about and why it's regarded as the probably the big greatest Christmas movie ever made.
Lovely. Can't wait.
I think it's just going to be based on nostalgia, really, rather than...
I think it's all about the family, isn't it? And like, this is not going off my mother. My mother said it has one of them, like, just such a, like, a good feel to it. Like, it just, it's a proper feel-good movie.
Black and white as well,
isn't
it?
It is, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
1940.
Oh. Dean will have produced it.
Dean's going to be buzzing his little nut off.
He will, yeah. He probably has it on, like...
Betamax.
On bloody film reel. 1946.
Wow. Come on, John.
Go on, John.
Love Actually.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Simon. It's happening.
Technically,
it's happening.
I watched it tonight before you turned up. So
good film, isn't it?
It is brilliant.
Yeah, really good
film.
It
is one of the greats. I have to watch it every year. It's so funny, and it's because it's split into lots of bits. It's like it flies over the film, doesn't it?
Bad Santa 2, I liked.
I won't be watching
it. It's a Wonderful Life. I've never seen, and I've never had the notion to see it. Love Actually. It's got to win. Please let it win, because I'd want to make Simon watch it.
I won't be watching
it. And you will be watching it.
No, I won't watch
it. You will be watching it.
Nope.
It's
the real.
I already started watching it and we turned it off because it was that bad. I've not watched it.
How can you say that? I've just watched it for like probably this 8th, 9th time. It is such a good film. It is so funny. It's how all the characters come together at the end as well. They all know each other. No, it's all about different types of love.
You've got some A-listers in there which are brilliant.
Such a good feel movie. And
it is. It
apart from the cheating.
Look at his face.
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman. Come on, you can't.
I don't care.
Unfortunately, the man's died, but the performance that he gives in that film is great. You've got Liam Neeson in there.
You've got Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Martin McCutcheon. Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Look, he's got these tassels. I'm going to set him on fire.
Bill Knightley. Gregor Fisher. Colin Firth,
man.
Emma Thompson.
Chris Marshall.
Martin Freeman. we won't say that one.
John, do you know how much I...
Andrew Lincoln from Walking Dead. You like Walking Dead.
Can't disagree with him.
Keira Knightley.
Do you know how much I like him?
Keira Knightley?
Zero now.
Keira Knightley.
0%.
Keira Knightley is beautiful in it.
Well, just to let you know, I won't be turning up to the next podcast because I'll have the flu.
Thomas Brody Sarr, something, it doesn't fit on IMDb. The guy who's in Game of Thrones, the one who still looks the same
Thomas
age.
Thomas Brody.
Alan Rickman.
Are you not sold yet?
Rodrigo Santoro.
Oh, I forgot about
I'm trying that. To get to... Anton Dekker in it.
Are they?
Yeah.
Anton Dekker in it.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Northeast.
Bad
North
Santa.
East,
Billy Bob Thornton's in it. Hang on.
Yeah. Somewhat not like Bad Santa, though, is it?
What's the... it's got Michael Parkinson in it. Ron Atkinson.
I mean, that is an incredible list of people. Incredible list of people.
Alicia Cuthbert.
Some of these you've seen day in and day out on the movie set in other films that have been...
Adam Godley.
Emphatically entertaining. And they're all in another film.
Denise Richards.
When she wasn't hanging. Oh.
Mate, it is.
Don't pull a face like that, mate.
I swear to God, mate, if it wins, I won't be here next podcast.
We'll watch it together, Si. I've snuggled up on my couch with my Christmas light. Do you like my Christmas tree?
That'll do.
What?
You did not decorate that.
No, I helped.
Why is the star bent?
Because she's very short, she couldn't reach the top.
Who?
Laura.
Is she even doing
it? You know what? I was still ill and I was hanging out my ass. So we watched Home Alone, and then I'd put the tree up and I fell asleep, didn't I? Fell asleep. I woke up and she'd done half the tree. I'd done most of it. I put that up behind you on the fireplace. That's it. That's all I did.
Do you know, I wondered why. I thought, no way can he organise a tree.
It's nice, isn't it?
He can't organise his life.
To be honest, it is very similar to what my
wife is. Honestly, the man finds it hard opening the door. So there's no way he's done that tree.
I put on a couple of the baubles.
Now the truth's starting to actually reveal itself. A couple of the baubles.
I've got some.
How many baubles are on there? How many lights are on there?
A lot, isn't there?
Exactly. And you put on a couple of baubles.
Yeah.
Do you know what? The man's unreal. I can see his Christmas presents under here, right? And he's done two. How old's Harry now? There's only a little bed.
No, he's like...
Two Harry loves Santa in bracket Rick. You could just leave it at Santa, could you?
No. You gotta take that next level.
Yeah.
She wrapped the presents for us as well.
Oh, what?
Oh, my.
I can't wrap. I wrapped one of them. You see the one at the back? That looks awful.
She's moving in next week. She'd be moving in next week.
Jesus, my.
You soppy git. Ricky. Ruby, love Ricky.
Are you going to be in this? I tell you what, get used to that soppy git mentality, mate, when you watch Love Actually.
Yeah, I will be here.
Oh, we can snuggle up, mate, honestly.
I will be here.
Look at the face on it.
He has no idea what we're talking about.
I cannot wait to do video of these.
I just want to grab that pint glass, right, and wrap it around your lugs.
Why?
Because you're a horrible, horrible little hobbit.
It's good.
You could have picked anything.
I don't know why you don't like it. It's genuinely a good film, and it's so funny. It's really funny at times.
Now you know how I feel about Star Wars.
And it's all about love.
Get God.
It's all about love. It's a nice feeling film, apart from the guy who cheats. That's not very nice at the end. No, you don't really know what's going on there. But yeah, no, good.
Yawn. Can't wait to see what Dean
can't wait
picks.
To watch that with you. Yeah, no, I'll get that straight off him though.
Please do, because I really want to do this review. Really want to do this review.
I so hope it didn't win.
Oh, please let it win. Please let it win.
I hope it doesn't. I really do. If it doesn't win, I'm just going to laugh.
It's a Wonderful Life pants. Crap.
I don't know what. You know what? Right now, I don't know which one would win out of these.
Bad Santa 2, crap.
I don't think Santa 2 will win.
Love Actually, spot on. Love Actually is possibly one of the
is
most
Dean allowed to
there.
Choose Die Hard?
No, Dean's allowed to choose Die Hard.
They can't even do a Christmas film.
It's Die Hard Christmas film. It's half a Christmas film.
Can I just say we're on 64 votes already. It's been running for 9 minutes. We're on Yippee-ki-yes 81% to Yippee-ki-no at 19%.
Oh, I hope it wins. I hope Dean picks it. It wins.
Just to prove it there.
Just to knock you off.
Well, the 90% know what they're talking about.
No, they really don't. Oh, got invited to a Christmas party by mistake. Who knew? Someone's just tweeted. Oh, how is this even contestable? Of course, it is a Christmas movie. That's from.
Can't wait to comment on that.
Questchung. Shadow of the Bat went. It is set at Christmas, yes. Does it represent a core value of Christmas, family, loved ones, etc.? Yes. Does a Christmas song... I'm not sure. Does a Christmas song play over the credits? Yes. Die Hard is, without a doubt, a Christmas movie.
I can't wait to comment on these. I can't wait!
Someone's posted the bauble of on a Christmas tree of Bruce Willis. So...
You might lose some followers when I get on there.
You can't even log into your Twitter. So
I wonder if that's how I voted. I voted no.
Have you voted?
Yeah. You voted no.
Just reply and then everyone will see your comment to that tweet. You quote it and no one sees it.
Okay. Do you know, I hope it wins.
It's running for... I won't get this podcast up in time for you to vote if you're listening. Sorry.
No, I will.
I don't think... because I ain't editing it tonight because it's 11:30
exactly
and
I'm going to bed.
We'll do popcorn questions next time we come back. I would have thought it's just been quite a long podcast due to the
just give Dean heads up
2017 year review. What have you said,
Dean? Please pick Die Hard.
No, he's not allowed. I don't think we it is a Christmas film.
It's not a Christmas film.
Why not?
It's gonna win, isn't it? What's the point of voting?
Exactly, yeah. It's like a Bruce Willis review. Sunshine Big Die Hard, that was it. It was going to be...
Ah, but we said at that time, you know, if it cropped up again, we had to let it in.
No, we did.
No,
we did. Right. Well, no, we thought, if we're going to do a Christmas one, that's probably going to be in that, so we avoided it, but...
It'll be a flop, hands down, complete winner.
Good, but then that represents a true Christmas film. You've stuck Love Actually in there, right?
Which is a good film.
Which is about, like, warmth, family, Christmas-related.
Die Hard, exactly the same. There you go.
Yeah. Right,
It's a hostage situation!
We're just going round...
It's a bit more exciting, that's all. A bit more...
A hostage situation with a Christmas tree in the friggin' background.
I tell you what, I'd rather watch
that. Some family get-togethers are like that, at Christmas.
Yeah, you haven't seen my family.
Yeah. Simon can't get out of that house, he's trapped for good.
Yep.
In the kitchen.
Well, you get some Germans asking for your safe code.
My nana does. Where is this rent?
Where is the rent? Yes. Well, we'll be after the next podcast. Will be the Christmas one. It'll be in the little slap bang in the middle. We're going to have to try and work out. You're off over Christmas, aren't you? Can we get around? Does it have to be a Sunday when we do the next one?
I'd like it to be, because...
It'll be middle
I've got no
of Christmas.
Free time, obviously, with retail. Yeah. I'm absolutely...
Oh, I bet.
In between Christmas and New Year, I think I'm off the 20th and 29th.
We'll work this out off.
The next podcast would be Christmas Eve.
It's not going to happen. So, we'd have to do it on a different night, I think.
We'll sort it out.
Right, well, thank you very much for listening. I've been Rick, and I love you.
I've been John, and I love you.
I'm Simon, and if you pick Love Actually...
All right, we're going to go.
I'm going
over this again. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you after Christmas. Have a lovely Christmas,
man. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
La 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 la